Hello?
Hi, is this Ronald?
Yes, the man.
Ronald, this is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
Hello?
Yes, Ronald, do you hear me?
Hello? Yes, the
Hello?
hello? Hello?
Hello, Ronald?
Yes?
Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm calling you from Family First Care LLC. We are just reaching out to you because to follow up with you first off. And I see here that you did reach out to us to help you get onto the waiver program. This is Shira. Do you recall our conversation before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You had your assessment scheduled for the 4th, which is this Wednesday.
Yes.
I did have my company, New York Best Medical, try and reach out to you to schedule an assessment to fill out some paperwork for your doctor, but I see that they say you're unresponsive. And it goes straight to voicemail.
It goes to voicemail.
Yes, they've been trying to reach you, Ronald.
Well, they had called me and made an appointment for me for Wednesday between 2 and 3.
No. So, Ronald, we're talking about two different things then. Your first,
Oh.
like I explained, you're having a broker an assessment on Wednesday. Now, the broker is also going to need a doctor's note, okay? So what I had told you on our initial conversation is I can have somebody from my company, New York Best Medical, call you and fill out the paperwork with you over the phone so you don't have to run to your doctor.
Well, I have an appointment with my doctor tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Is it to fill out the paperwork?
Well, I had an appointment with him to end of last year, but he canceled it. And I had an appointment with him last month, and he canceled it till
Okay, sir.
tomorrow, the 3rd.
Again, let me explain the
Yeah.
process to you. You want to get the services so Cassandra Lane can be your caregiver, correct?
Correct.
Okay, in order for you to do that, you need to get onto the waiver program. In order for you to get onto the waiver program, you have to go through a series of assessments, and the county is going to want to do a financial check back with you. The
Yes.
first initial steps is for you to have an assessment, which you're having on Wednesday with the broker office. In addition
Okay.
to that, you need a doctor's note explaining why you need the services. Now, you don't have
Okay.
that doctor's note, and neither does your doctor. So, what I recommended and suggested to you is that I call my company, New York Best Medical, and the doctor from there would give you a call and fill out the form with you. And you initially said okay to that. But now they've tried to call you, and you've been unresponsive to them. So, my question to you is, do you want me to try and have them call you again? Or would you like to figure this out with your doctor tomorrow?
I'll figure it out with my doctor tomorrow.
Okay, but you need the form. You don't have that doctor's form. You don't have the physician's form.
No, I have an old one.
No, you need a certain one
No.
with the county.
Yeah, I don't
Okay?
have one. No.
Okay, so let me see what I could do to help you with that. One second, please.
This is for you.
Okay, me just see here. Let me see here what I can do for you. You just hold tight with me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Bear with me.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Just bear with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have it right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to download it. Okay, do you have an email?
No, well, you have to explain that to her. She's right here because I don't know how to do email or
That's
none
fine.
Of that.
Let me see. Who am I speaking to?
Ronald. Here goes Cassandra.
Cassandra?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra. What's your relation to Ronald?
I'm his partner.
His partner. Okay. So here's what's going to be now. Do you have an email?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do you have an iPhone, a smartphone?
Yes, I have a smartphone.
Okay. You have a smartphone, but you don't have an email, you're saying?
Yes.
Do you have a Gmail?
No, I'm not really fast with these phones. I just answer, hang up. I really don't know how to text, but I know I have to learn how to do all that. But
I would have to get
my granddaughter to teach me how to do all that.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
and
I'm not dumb enough.
So how should we do this then? How am I supposed to get you this doctor's form? Do you have the doctor?
Yeah. You supposed to be his what?
Ronald is going to his doctor tomorrow, his primary doctor,
right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. So, here's what needs to happen. His doctor needs to fill out something called a physician's form.
Okay.
Okay. So, here's what... One second. So, do you have a fax number to your doctor?
No, but I can give it tomorrow because I'll always listen.
I understand that you can give it tomorrow, but I want to send you the form to the doctor so he has it so he could fill it out tomorrow so he doesn't have to come back.
Okay.
Or Cassandra.
Can we just call you when we get there and you give me the number? Can we do it like that?
We can try, or what I would like to do is have my doctors reach out to you, but they tried calling you guys, but you were unresponsive.
Yes, because I dropped this phone, so sometimes it rings and sometimes it doesn't.
The number ending in 3522?
Yes.
Okay. So what should we do then?
Well, good, like this, like this.
Do you want to try and give me a call back when you're by the doctor's office?
Sure, I will.
But you have to call me before you go into the doctor, okay?
Okay.
What time is that appointment supposed to be?
This appointment is at 3 o'clock, but we normally leave before then.
Okay.
So I'll just call you about 2:30.
Yes, that would be good, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you.